From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Protesters demonstrating outside of a Baltimore courthouse. A judge there today denied motions to dismiss charges against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old black man suffered a critical spinal injury while in police custody in April. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the judge has also ruled against a second recommendation.
Another motion was made to recuse the state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, and even her whole office from the case, citing that Mosby has a conflict of interest because her husband, Nick Mosby, is a city councilman for the neighborhood where Freddie Gray lived, and also saying that the office kind of made itself a witness in this case. It went overboard in conducting its own investigation beyond the police investigation. The judge today said, you know, that that's just without merit. It's certainly no crime to be married to a city council person, and, you know, if prosecutors can't carry out investigations, then no case would go forward.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Baltimore. President Obama has secured the number of votes needed to pass the Iran nuclear deal. Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Maryland Democrat, is the 34th senator to back the president on the agreement. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Congress is expected to vote this month on a resolution disapproving the deal that the U.S. and other world powers negotiated with Iran. President Obama says he will veto that resolution, and now he can be sure that the Senate won't be able to override him. Secretary of State John Kerry says the deal is meant to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
President Obama and I are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that the framework that we have put forward will get the job done.
Speaking in Philadelphia, Kerry was introduced by a former Republican senator, Richard Lugar, who says while there is no perfect nuclear deal, the Iran agreement deserves support. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Army has decided to open all future Ranger School classes to women. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the decision comes after two women completed the grueling two-month course.
The Army statement is straightforward. All qualified personnel will be able to attend the Ranger course regardless of gender. The Ranger course has been the Army's elite training ground for small unit tactics and leadership for 65 years. Completion is considered important to advancing in the ranks and leading soldiers in combat. The Army says qualifying standards for Ranger School will be the same for men and women. Each soldier must complete at least 49 push-ups, 6 chin-ups, and run 5 miles in 40 minutes or less. Army leaders are still deciding whether all ground combat jobs be open to women or if some should remain closed. A recommendation to Defense Secretary Ash Carter is expected this month. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 293 points, the Nasdaq up 113, the S&P up 35. This is NPR. China's Communist Party is planning a massive military parade tomorrow to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. But as Frank Langfitt reports, the leaders of many countries that fought in the war aren't coming.
Chinese officials insist the parade is a celebration of the victory over fascism and a way to promote peace. But some of that message could be lost in all the military hardware. The event in Tiananmen Square will feature 12,000 Chinese troops. There'll be tanks, fighter jets, and attack helicopters, as well as various missiles, including one designed to sink an American aircraft carrier. Many in East Asia see the parade as muscle flexing, as China jockeys for power in the region with former World War II foe Japan and the United States. Chinese officials deny the parade is focused on Japan. The event will conclude with the release of balloons and doves. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Hundreds of migrants protesting Hungary's decision to prevent them from traveling to Germany and other European countries without required documents. The migrants seeking refuge from conflicted areas are camped out at the main international train station in Budapest. Hungarian government spokesman Zoltán Kovács says they're simply following European Union procedures.
We have to follow the existing European protocols and rules. Nobody has changed them. They are basically at place all the time since the very beginning of this migration crisis.
The migrants are mostly from Syria. Updating stocks on Wall Street, stocks continue to trade higher. The Dow was up 282 points, the Nasdaq up 110. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.